Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Not if you smoke Raleigh's. They're blended with fully aged pre-war tobaccos.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson, his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, B. Benaderet, Dick Ryan, Ferdinand Meunier, and yours truly, Frank Nelson.
And now, Raleigh's own historical review. Scene: a sun-scorched veldt, deep in the heart of darkest Africa. A lone white man with steps slow and uncertain makes his way to a rude native hut, partly hidden by jungle fringe. Quietly, he addresses the bearded figure frowning at him from the doorway. Dr. Livingstone, I presume? A 10-second silence, then the reply, yes. And say,
does your cigarette taste different lately?
Perhaps the taste change in cigarettes didn't actually furnish a topic for conversation there in Africa, but you certainly do hear smokers grousing about it today. But not Raleigh smokers. No, indeed. There's no wartime loss of taste or quality in Raleigh's because Raleigh's are still blended with choice field-ripened tobaccos. Now, fully cured, brought to the very peak of their ripe, mellow best, those lighter, brighter tobaccos bring you a genuine pre-war pleasure smoke without harsh irritants, without loss of taste.
And now we bring you MGM's popular comedian and the star of our Raleigh cigarette show, Red Skelton.
Just like they do for Hope, you know.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Frank?
Hello, Red. I'm fine. Say, I see where tire inspecting ends April 20th.
That's right. April the 21st, they start inspecting rims then.
Say, what are you looking so happy about?
Well, a funny thing happened to me. I got my laundry back this week. That's pretty quick. I only sent it out last July, you know. Well, anyhow, instead of sending me the pajamas, they just sent me two pajama coats. Did you ever try getting your legs through the sleeve of a pajama coat?
Well, not lately, Red. I still can't see why you're so happy about it. You must look pretty silly with pajama coats on both ends.
Yeah, but I keep thinking about the guy that got the other pants. Hey, who do we have with us tonight that plays an important part in our American way of living? Huh?
Well, tonight we have a man with an unusual occupation, a candy dipper.
A candy
Red,
dipper.
Meet Mr. Delford.
Well... Well, how are you, Mr. Delford? I've heard of professional onion peelers and olive stuffers, but what's a candy dipper? Somebody that takes a plunge in the candy business hoping to make a mint?
No, Red. It's a person who dips candy in chocolate syrup.
Don't wait. Just keep right on going. They do what?
They dip candy in chocolate syrup.
Really? I thought those kids that were licking your hands at rehearsal were doing it just because you were a kind-hearted man, you know? Tell me, do you have any troubles making candy?
Well, candy dipping is an art, and it's interesting, too. We're always making different candies for the seasons of the year. Christmas, St. Valentine's Day, and at Easter, the bunnies had to go to work on chocolate eggs.
Yeah, we're not doing bad here tonight ourselves, are we? Hey, I remember one Easter I put a big chocolate egg into my Paul Parrot's cage. He was asleep at the time. When he woke up, he says, boy, somebody put in a hard day to me. Anything unusual? That was the writer applauding for that. Are there anything unusual about your candies?
Well, our kitchen has done something to help people find hard centers. Yeah. On each chocolate is a design. We use a H for hard centers and an S for soft centers.
Say, that's wonderful. There's nothing so aggravating as a box half full of eaten chocolates, you know. Ever see people say, oh, candy. They don't want that one. Just point it out to me. I'll read it here. You know, I used to help decorate colored eggs myself.
You mean you squeezed out the icing to decorate?
No, I was the chef's eraser. See, every time he made a mistake, I licked up the icing. I knew a man who loved his work making candy so much that every time he sneezed, he'd go, Hershey! Say, what's it like in a candy kitchen?
Well, everything is snow white. Our hair is completely covered with a close-fitting hat. And each piece of candy has a personal attendant as it goes down the assembly line.
You mean, you learn something every day. It really goes down a lump of sugar and then it comes out a piece of candy. Huh?
That's right.
You learn something new every day, don't you? An assembly line for candy. I can just see it in production. A man runs up with a chart and he says, here's the plans for the revision, the man stutters, of course. Guy comes in, he says, here are the revised plans for the new combination four-motored bonbon. Then you quickly start the furnaces and you whip up a batch of chocolate syrup. Then a man on the scale measured off a roll of almonds. And then the Tutti Frutti girl stands by with a magnifying glass to see that you don't get more Tutti than Frutti. Then it starts down the assembly line. The almond is placed inside the Tutti Frutti. A couple of cherries are riveted on. And then the inspector fires the girl.
What for?
The nut was loose. Then it's handed to you, and you personally dunk it into the chocolate syrup. Then it goes into the freezing room, where a woman carefully packs it into the small wax cup. All this work, just so somebody can squeeze it to see if it's got a hard center. Say, are you ever tempted to eat candy now and then?
When you first start doing the work, yes.
Really? You know, I used to be a candy salesman.
How interesting.
Yeah, I used to walk in and say, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's always customary for a show of this kind to have a confection or a chewing candy. Now there's a price in each and every pair.
Now I remember. I first saw you in the center aisle of the Burbank Theater.
No. No, I was in the balcony. Rags Raglan was in the center aisle. Well, thanks for dropping in, and if you ever have an extra box of chocolates, look me up, will you?
Music whisper, echoes of romance.
Cuddle on my shoulder.
Hold me while we dance.
It's a moment tender.
Now the spell is cast. Maybe you'll surrender, but you move too fast. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when a dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy, take it easy. We've got lots of time ahead of us, the night is young. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't you know this music should be swayed instead of swung? Take your time, easy and slow. That's what they tell you down in old Mexico. Take it easy, and take it easy. Don't you know it's more romantic when the dance is slow? Take it easy, take it easy. What's the good of feeling high when all the lights are low? Take it easy, take it easy.
You sound very unconvincing as a gigolo.
Take it easy, take it easy.
Boy, that accent really sends me, it's from Kokomo.
Take your time, take your time, dance it with ease. Take your time, take your time, slow if you please. Look in at the El Punkerino Ballroom, where they're really slicing up the rugs. Here they go.
Take it easy, bud. Take it easy.
Ah, come on. Get shagging, Maggie. What you got to lose?
Take it easy, Butch. Take it easy.
Okay.
You're mortaring me corns with them G.I. shoes. Take it easy.
Come on.
Take it easy.
Are you kidding?
You bought a ticket for a dance and not a wrestling bout. Take it easy, chum. Take it easy.
Okay, Butch.
I am firmly convinced I should have sat this one out. Take your time, easy, my friend. Stop swinging your feet.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the end.
Yeah.
Does your cigarette taste different lately?
Not if you smoke Raleigh's. They're blended with fully aged pre-war tobaccos. So remember, if your cigarette tastes different these days, smoke Raleigh's for perfect taste.
Now, if we just had Archie here, we could liven up this joint a little. Now we come to our satire on our American way of living, and it's about candy. A guy with a girl and no money is really in trouble, so let's look in on Clem, the fella from the country.
A beautiful morning. Oh, spring is here. I'm out to get a girl, boy. All I gotta do is take off my hat, let the girl see my hair, and then, boy, they start calling me pet names. Anybody know what a Saint Bernard is? There's my old friend, Slim Pickens, over there in his car. There's really a dude. Like the way he wears his mustache. I wonder how he gets it to curl around his ears that way.
Howdy, Mr. Gadiddlehopper.
Holy duty to you! What's new, huh?
Well, I see where they're making a picture based on One World, that book that Mr. Wilkie wrote.
Bet nobody up in Wisconsin goes to see it. Hey, you ain't seen Daisy June, have you?
Well, yeah, she was just by here looking for you.
Really?
Boy, she sure is skinny, ain't she?
Yep, she's the only girl I know whose shadow outweighs her by 20 pounds.
You know, she ought to eat some candy and put on some weight.
Really?
Her face is too thin and pale.
Well, she can't help that. She's been drying her face in a clothes wringer, you know. Sure wish I knew where she was.
Oh, she'll be back. She heard you had some money.
All I got's a nickel, and I owe 3 cents of that. Hey, I got a date with DJ, too.
Well, just wait till she finds out you're broke. You're gonna be a pretty sad goon.
Oh, I ain't worried. I can get a girl. Don't worry. I ain't half bad. I'm all bad. Hey, here comes a girl. What's her? They like them football types, you know.
Football types?
Yes, sir, boy. Now, don't tell me my head don't look like a football. Watch me. I'll go to work there. Hello, chicken. Going home to roost?
Why, Clem!
Why, did you? What, past that line of dress shops? No, sir, not me.
I won't buy anything. I just want a window shop.
You mean look in windows? Don't be silly. People don't go to bed this time of the day.
I heard you got some money, Clem. Come on, let's walk.
Yeah, okay. I'm anxious to find out how this turns out myself, you know. Hey, oh, there's the candy store. Let's cross to the other side of the street, will you?
Why, not in the middle of the block? It's dangerous.
Really?
I knew a man who crossed in the middle of the block, and 2 months later he had the mumps.
Okay.
Let's walk to the corner.
Well, truthfully, I don't see the connection myself.
Come on, Clem, let's walk.
No, I don't like to walk too much. Waste my shoe leather, you know.
You ain't wearing shoes.
I ain't? Well, no wonder it hurt so bad this morning when I had them half-soled. Come on, let's go back to the corner and cut across.
What's eating you, Clem? You'd think something was going to get you.
Okay, let's walk fast. Now, I'm in a hurry. I got to get home, put my arm to bed.
Why?
It's going to sleep. Too fast for her. She didn't get it.
Clem, look. Stop pulling me.
Well, now I hope you're satisfied tearing my ear like that.
Well, I only want to look in this window.
Oh, look, candy. Say, don't that smell good?
Yes, it does.
You want to stand over here? You can smell it better. Hey, you, would you like some?
Yes, I would.
I'd afraid of that.
Good morning.
And to you, howdy doody.
Well, don't stand there, Clem. This ain't a waiting room.
Yeah.
Give me a box of bonbons.
Here you are.
Well, now, just a minute. I was here first. I was in here before he was.
It only took me a second to wait on
that him. That ain't the idea. Well, I've never been so insulted in all my life. I'll take my business elsewhere.
Oh, Clem, don't be so silly.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to the dime store.
I'm sorry, but I was in a hurry.
Hurry? The candy won't melt, you know. Do I look like the type of guy who'll buy all of it?
Truthfully, no. If the lady gets any candy, I imagine she'll have to buy it.
Well, now that does it. That does it. I'll teach you to be rude,
brother.
All
right, Clem. Now that's enough.
I'll take care of this guy. I'll hammer him to massage and then beat him to a pulp.
Clem, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, picking on a midget.
Well, he's a king-size midget, though. I'm sorry, Shorty. Come on, I'll show you.
Where are you going, Clem?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you went out, too.
All right. What are you going to buy?
How much that little box of candy in the window?
$5.
No, the little window.
$5.
$5? Is there anything left over from St. Patrick's Day? Something that ain't too spoiled to eat yet, you're spoiled enough to throw away.
Don't claim. Don't be a tightwad.
Say, there's something that looks nice.
Sorry, we're all out of them.
You mean them boxes I'm looking at ain't there?
They're empty boxes.
Well, give me one of them. How much are they? How much are they?
Say, that box in the window sure does look good. Yeah. And I could use the box to keep my sewing in.
Look, folks, I'm rather busy. Mm-hmm.
Well, make up your mind, Clem.
You like mixed candy?
Yes, I do.
Give me 2 penny gumdrops. Let her mix her up herself, huh? Men are famous for using candy to square themselves with a little woman. So let's look in on Willie Lump Lump, the king of the night owls. Hey, move over, you bum. Move over. You road hog, you.
Hey, what's going on here?
Don't yell at me, officer. I'll come down to the police station and take my picture off the bulletin board.
Oh, it's you, Willie. Yeah. Now, what are you making all this noise for?
Oh, that dope in a big truck blocking the street there. I can't get past him.
Now, look, Willie, this isn't a street. It's a dead-end alley. And that's not a truck. It's a building.
If you hadn't have got here, we might have had a pretty serious collision.
Come on, get out of that car.
Am I in a car?
Sure, what do you think?
I don't know, I thought them pedestrians were coming pretty fast at me.
You better get yourself home, Willie. Just leave your car right here. I'll walk to the door with you.
I'll bet you will.
Look, why don't you go see a psychiatrist?
Why, my vertebrae ain't out of play.
Don't the staying out late bother you?
No, it bothers the neighbors more than it does me, you know.
I still don't see why you don't spend more time at home.
Have you ever seen my wife? She looked like something that went to a funeral and forgot to bury.
Why, she's a sweet, kind woman who thinks the world of you.
I'm talking about my wife. Who are you talking about? I got her a present. Would you like to see it?
Good heavens, man. Put that away. You shouldn't flash stuff like that around.
Yeah, well,
you're liable to get hit on the head.
Yeah, well, you're a nice guy. Here, you can have it. Go ahead.
But that ain't money or diamonds. That's an O. Henry bar.
It's a cellophane wrapper, too.
No kidding. Where'd you get it?
A soldier. I gave him my wristwatch for it. He says in their PX they got all kinds of candy. Of course, I think he's been in that desert heat a little too long.
I don't know. I hear they have plenty of butter and meat.
Yeah, I saw 2 mess sergeants paying their way into the Palladium with a pork chop, you know.
Yeah? Well, Willie, here you are.
Well, I gotta go now. I'll brace myself to meet my ever-loving wife, see her beaming face, her beaming smile. She's a little off the beam tonight. You ain't gonna throw me out again, are you?
What's the matter, scared? I thought you said you didn't know the meaning of the word fear.
Well, I looked it up. Now, take it easy, will you?
Willie, I can't stand it any longer. You have to find a place for my mother to live so I can go home to her.
Well, why can't she go home to her mother?
Because her mother's gone home to her mother.
I'll stop if you will.
You don't appreciate me.
Oh, yes,
I scrub for you and slave over a hot stove for you, and what do I get?
Oh, probably 1,000,000 letters tomorrow from people asking you to be their maid, you know.
You don't appreciate me. I'm jade under your feet.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I'm just a slave. I'm just avoiding a girl that can't.
Oh, shut up!
That's right, yell at me. And after all I've done for you, after all I've gone through for you, after I've given you the best years of my life, well, say something.
Were those your best years?
Why, you...
Now, don't start yelling here. I brought you a present.
Oh, Willie, you shouldn't have. What is it?
I heard you say you like chocolate things.
Yeah.
I brought you a box to keep them in.
Shouldn't.
Oh, it's all right. I want it on a punch board.
Why, you cheat?
Put me down, where?
I'll put you down. I'll throw you out of the window on your head.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't. You won't throw anybody out on their head. Now, you see, white guy, it didn't land on my head, did I?
Smokers, does your cigarette have taste jitters up in the harsh, hot zone one pack, down in the flat, flavorless field the next? Not if you smoke Raleigh's, and here's why. There's no wartime loss in the taste or quality of Raleigh's for the good reason that Raleigh's are still blended with choice, fully aged tobaccos. Now, at their mellow, flavorful best, those lighter, brighter tobaccos assure you a genuine pre-war pleasure smoke with every puff. smooth as always, mild as always. Better Ollie's stay factory fresh longer, too. They're doubly protected by the best moisture-retaining agent known, and flavor-sealed in Raleigh's exclusive inner wrapper. A pack of Raleigh's means a pleasure-perfect smoke. A carton means extra economy and convenience. For the best in smoking, get Better Raleigh's, the cigarette of fully aged, fully mellowed tobaccos.
Candy and things that are sweet. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be your mean widow Karen. I cook her board. I gonna get it. Oh, brother, now I really gonna get it.
Junior, what happened?
You know that big meat platter?
Yes.
I just made hamburger out of it.
Junior, what are you doing in that cupboard? Are you in my sugar bowl again?
No, not all of me. Just me face.
Junior, how many times have I told you? You can't eat plain sugar.
Well, could I have a widow if I put ketchup on it?
Now, you listen to me. If I catch you swiping sugar...
I didn't swipe any. So help me. Cross me fingers and swipe any, you know. I just smooth out the top of it, you know. Some stick on me hand, I lick it off.
Listen, if you want something sweet, ask for some candy.
Okay, can I have some candy?
No. Yeah.
I don't see your point, truthfully. Hey, Mummy, you always promised to give me a dime for candy, but I never see it, you know.
When did I promise you a dime?
Last night when you were talking in your sleep.
Well, I must have been delirious.
Well, tonight I'm going to take a checkbook to bed with me, but...
Junior, have you been a good boy today?
Yes, I have. Of course, today's still young, you know. What's cooking in your widow head, kiddo?
Well, your father's home.
Oh, so that's what you were dragging upstairs last night.
Junior, you didn't hear anything.
Yes, I did. Of course, I didn't know it was me, Pop. It sounded like you were dragging a bobsled with rubber boots tied on it.
Well, let's not discuss your father anymore.
It is kind of disgusting, ain't it?
When he wakes up, I'll have him give you a nickel for some jelly beans.
Jelly beans? You mean them little red and green candy? Licorice and gumdrop?
Yes.
With a hard and soft inner?
Yes.
Don't like them.
Young man, you're getting just a little too fresh.
Well, you gotta admit, I'm a pretty clever kid, though. Only this morning, I made a few new improvements on my secret weapon I'm building with my chemistry set, you know.
What did you do?
Well, next time Pop turns on the radio, the whole front room's gonna move out on it.
Oh, Junior, you're kidding.
You just keep laughing, that's all.
Before I forget it, who nailed your father's shoes to the floor?
Oh, well, now, that didn't hurt nobody but Pop, you know. Even you laugh at that, you know.
Did he have an awful time trying to stand up?
Yeah, he looked like a totem pole in the wind, didn't he?
Come on, jump down off that cupboard. I'll catch you.
Okay.
Wait till I turn around.
No, you don't.
Lay there. Get up so I can see if you scratch the floor.
I can't get up.
I got a Charlie pony. I got a Charlie pony.
You mean you got a Charlie horse?
This is just a widow cramp, you know. Hey, can I ride me tricycle outside if I promise to get it back in time for Pop to ride to work?
Well, all right, but don't ride down that steep hill. You might crash into a wall, and tricycles are hard to get nowadays.
Or somebody at the door, somebody at the
Junior,
door.
Junior, peek through the window first. It may be a bill collector.
Oh, it's that last of the big parade from next door there.
Junior, will you stop referring to Mr. Mounier as being fat?
All right, then. He's not fat. He's just badly swollen, you know. When he gets here, I'm going to ride my tricycle around him just once, you know. That'll take about an hour, you know.
Junior, well, open the door.
No. He only wants me to run an errand for him, you know.
Junior, he's been very good to you.
No.
Gives you a nickel every other day for candy.
Yeah, and then he looks in the bag and says, let's see what you bought, kiddo. And then them big lunch hooks wrapped around it.
Oh, tell him not to eat it.
No. And then I wouldn't even give me a nickel for the candy, you know. You know, someday I'm going to get $10 and get a jawbreaker.
Jawbreakers are a penny.
Not the kind I mean. These are brass and you wear them on your knuckles.
Junior, will you open the door for him?
Okay.
Well, Junior,
hello. Where you been? Down at the service station getting your tummy pumped up, huh?
Oh, no. Just getting a little sun and air.
Well, brother, yes, you need it, do you? Big old... Hey, put your hat on, will you? That sun shining on your bald head and the light's glaring in my eyes.
Junior, you shouldn't say things like that about Baldy.
No, I mean...
Perhaps I am a trifle bald.
A trifle, he said. You better get a toupee, you know. That's mighty slippery landing field for them poor little flies.
Junior, would you like to hop on your tricycle and ride down and get me the evening papers?
How much again, if I may?
To pay you to do something would be like teaching you bribery. You wouldn't accept bribes, would you, Junior?
He talks like a new man around here.
Okay. I'll give you a nice new nickel.
I'd rather have a nice old quarter if you got it.
Don't go for nothing.
No. I think it would be worth earning a nickel. Here's the money for the paper and a nickel for some candy.
You chiseler, you. You're going to eat it. Okay, I will go. Hey, did you wash that door on the window on that door there, or is it open, huh? He washed it. Now, I'm not going to make this trip for nothing. I'm going to fix him. I'm going to put this money down for the paper, and then I'm going to go back home and check I was good. I'm going to chop up a little bar of soap in little squares and lay me that for a change, boy. That'll stop him. Fix that guy but good. Now, there's the soap up on the sink. I'm going to teach him to let me earn money and then eat all me candy. Now, there's a knife there. Oh, boy, it looks just like fudge, don't it? I forever blowing bubbles. Now, put it in this old candy sack. I've been licking the sides of there now. It's all fixed. Oh, boy, that you're going to teach him next well.
Junior, back already?
Yeah, here's your paper, and look, a sack of fudge. Look.
Oh, my favorite candy.
Boy, I can't wait to eat that.
Junior, what's so funny? What have you been up to?
Oh, he pulled that old listy what's in the bag stuff, and I filled it with little soap squares.
Oh, good heavens, he isn't eating it, is he?
Huh?
He isn't eating it, is he?
Well, if he ain't, we better shoot him, because he's foaming at the mouth.
And remember, we'll all be with you next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, and the gang. Until next Tuesday, then.
Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Smooth going is right. but that's only part of it. Sir Walter Raleigh smokes mellow, tasty, too. Leaves your pipe happy, clean as a whistle. And that's smoking that any pipe smoker will go for, especially when that fragrant Sir Walter Raleigh smokes so easy and even, besides. You see, Sir Walter Raleigh's choice burleys aren't dosed with gummy flavorings that clog up your pipe. No, indeed. Sir Walter Raleigh is specially processed with a rum mist, so you get all the natural good taste and cool, even burning pipe after pipe, never a soggy heel clogging the pipe bowl. For a real comfort smoke, men, a sweeter pipe that smokes clean as a whistle, ask for Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America. And remember, listen to Hildegard tomorrow night and to People Are Funny Friday night over most of these stations. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.